Vikings fans, welcome back into Twin Cities Orthopedic Studios at Winter Park. We are with the newest member of the Minnesota Vikings. It's quarterback Sam Bradford. Welcome to Minnesota, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, how's it feel?
It feels good. Yeah. Just excited to be here right now, anxious to get into the playbook, start learning the offense, and really just getting around the guys and meeting my new teammates.
It's been a really busy week in the NFL as teams reduced their rosters down to 53, a busy week for the Vikings, of course. A couple of preseason games and everything that's happened with Teddy Bridgewater, but also busy whirlwind last 24 hours for you, I would imagine.
Yeah. First of all, I think, my thoughts and prayers are with Teddy. When that happened to him and I heard about it, it's something that I could relate to. I mean, I've been there, hearing what I've heard about him, nothing but good things. I know that he's going to attack his rehab, and he'll be back in no time. But the past 24 hours, really the past 12 hours, finding out that I was going to be here, it's been a little crazy.
Yeah. A couple of familiar faces, though, for you here in Minnesota, and we'll start with one of our offensive assistant coaches, Pat Shurmur. You're familiar with him, of course.
Yeah, we go way back. He was obviously the offensive coordinator in St. Louis when they drafted me. And then he was with me in Philadelphia last year in the same position. And me and Shurmur have a great relationship. We've spent a lot of time together. I think he knows me really well, as a player, as a quarterback, what I like, things that we've done in the past. So, really excited to get to work with him and see him again.
Sam was a rookie of the year his first year in the NFL, but before that, you were at Oklahoma where you played with number 28.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously Adrian's a great player. When I was at Oklahoma, it was my first year, and, Adrian's someone that I really looked up to. We were in the same workout group that summer, and I just remember watching his work ethic and the way that he approached the game and the way he handled himself. And he really kind of set the bar for everyone at Oklahoma. And he's someone that I've looked up to, from college and then even into the pros.
So now what do you do? I mean, you join a team right in front of the regular season, and I'm sure you have a lot of work to get to. What are the next steps for you guys?
Get into the playbook as soon as possible. Start talking to the coaching staff, get to figure out how we're going to attack this offense, how I'm going to learn it. But really just excited. I can't wait to get in there and just get after it.
I'm sure, to learn an offense and not just to begin playing in games, but to be a productive member of the quarterback group and to help out the other quarterbacks and talk with the coaches. What kind of process is that like, learning an offense, and how much of the familiarity with Coach Shurmur do you think will help in that?
I'm sure some of that will help. I haven't seen a playbook. I wish I could tell you, how much carryover there will be from offenses that I've run in the past. But given that I've been in several offenses, I'm sure there'll be some things that are similar, but, I think it just takes time, getting in there, studying it, and just trying to learn it.
Our first game is going to be on the road. We're at the Tennessee Titans, but then we come home, and I don't know if you've seen much of it, but we have a new stadium.
It looks great. Everyone I've talked to in the building, they rave about it, so I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Last one before we go, Sam Bradford, the guy, what are some things that have been important to you in your life? What have been some of your inspirations, and what do you attribute to you getting to the highest point you can get in the game of football?
My parents. They're really kind of my role models. My dad's someone that, I've always looked up to. He coached me growing up in every sport, I've learned so many things through sports, from him. And, I think hard work is one of the things that comes to mind. There's no shortcuts. It takes time, it takes work, and you've got to be willing to put in the time.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for joining us. Welcome to the Vikings. That's Sam Bradford. For more coverage of the trade that brought Sam Bradford to Minnesota and the rest of the Vikings team, a team that was pared down to 53 players today, make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com.